We have built a proof-of-concept distributed teleimmersive system that operates over Internet 2 between the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, Advanced Network and Services in Armonk, New York, and soon Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Here we show an early prototype of the system operating between a local UNC site in the foreground, a remote UNC site on the right, and Armonk, New York on the left. The two remote sites appear with high-fidelity static 3D backgrounds of a real environment obtained offline via a laser scanner, and lower fidelity but real-time and online 3D reconstructions of the people. For the real-time reconstructions, we used a 7-camera cluster at each remote site and binocular correlation-based computer vision techniques. The resulting dynamic remote 3D information consumed on average about 20 megabits per second of bandwidth, with peaks of up to 90 megabits per second. The local rendering was done on our SGI reality monster. We used polarized stereo projectors and glasses for the display, and our highball tracking system for head tracking. As part of our site visit in October of 2000, we demonstrated an updated prototype operating between UNC, UPenn, and Armonk. The new prototype included several improvements, such as the use of trinocular computer vision techniques, noise reduction strategies to improve the quality of the real-time reconstructions, and the transition to a completely PC-based architecture. More important was the new integration of an application that allowed the users to interact with a synthetic model that appeared to exist between them in a shared teleimmersive space. As you see here, the participants used a physically realistic virtual laser pointer to point at and manipulate the virtual 3D objects between them, in this case, miniature office furniture in a mock collaborative arrangement. While we have built a compelling proof-of-concept system with real-time 3D reconstructions and an integrated collaborative application, the challenges to a high-fidelity system that operates over a practical working volume are enormous, involving technical trade-offs in scene sampling, transmission, reconstruction, interaction, rendering, and display. We continue to work closely together to address the problems associated with each area, continually improving the prototype system.